Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 514. Lessons Learned from a Bench Press Beast by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there. Now, for those of us in the U.S., this is the day after a very big holiday, and so we may need a little inspiration to get through today. So, without further ado, here we go. Quote, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." Lucius Annaeus Seneca. All right, now that you're all pumped, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Lessons Learned from a Bench Press Beast by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Between grade school, college, and grad school, I've spent a considerable amount of time in a classroom. In the years since, I've continued to read everything I can get my hands on. I genuinely enjoy learning. There is more to learning than reading a book, however. In my 20-plus years of training, I have learned more in the gym than anywhere else. Plenty of knowledge can be acquired under the bar, inside the ring, or wherever else your training takes you. Thus, while some may frown upon bro science, I enjoy listening to seasoned athletes or trainers when they share their experience. The bench press beast that you're going to hear about is a prime example. Bench press beast. There's a video out there of a 154-pound recreational lifter who bench presses over 400 pounds. If there was an example of strength without size, this man certainly fits the bill. Videos like these typically travel around the web and leave nothing but a long list of ignorant comments behind. If you've ever spent any time on YouTube, you can surely relate. It usually doesn't take many comments to begin losing hope in the human race. Fortunately, some of the ignorance posted to this video has been offset by the wisdom shared by the actual lifter. He's left a few gold nuggets within the 800-plus comments that exist at this time. I will highlight some of the wisdom he has shared. Point number one. Patience and consistency. You've likely heard me ramble about the importance of patience and consistency. As I've stressed before, significant results require a significant investment in time. There are no shortcuts. It's nice to see that this bench press beast shares similar beliefs. Contrary to what some might have initially thought, he was not an above average lifter when he started. In his words, quote, "First time I ever laid on a bench, I got a very wobbly 85 pounds at 120 body weight or so. A couple of years later, I weighed about 125 to 130 and got 120 pounds from what I remember. So I was average starting out." End quote. He continues by mentioning that he has been lifting consistently for 17 years. He is not a product of drugs, but rather hard work over many years. Quote, "If there's one thing I can credit to where I'm at today, it's my consistency over 17 years. If you can find a way to train over a long period of time, you will see the same strength gains if that is your focus." End quote. Tip number two, life outside the gym. Another misconception that's common when witnessing an impressive display is that the individual must dedicate every waking hour to the task. It's nice to see this individual prove otherwise. He isn't in the gym 24 hours a day. Using his words, quote, "Unfortunately, I don't have any crazy gym secrets to share. I'm in and out of there in 60 to 70 minutes, 3 days a week. I go right after work and hurry home to have dinner with my kids and wife." End quote. The take-home lesson here should be straightforward. In short, it is possible to develop considerable strength while living a normal life outside of the gym. This man works full-time to provide for his family, yet still makes time to train. Tip number 3, programming. Anyone who benches so much weight must follow a complex program, right? Wrong. Once again, this man demonstrates the potential of a simple yet consistent lifting strategy. Quote, "A lot of people ask what program I use. Up until about a year ago, I did not know there were workout programs to help you gain strength. For someone with a decent bench, I've got to be the most ignorant person out there." End quote. Tip number 4, strength without size. Many weight class athletes, like wrestlers, wish to gain strength without size. These athletes want to maximize their strength without gaining weight. Even an extra pound can force them to compete in a heavier weight class. Fortunately, this bench press master offers 2 valuable gems to such athletes. First, he obviously demonstrates the strength potential of a smaller athlete. Most athletes have plenty of room to improve at a given weight. Second, he also shares his preferred rep range for strength. He states the following, quote, "Yes, always working pretty low reps and always working up close to the 1 rep max. I like to go heavy, always. Light weights are for warming up and stretching." End quote. In a nutshell, he summarizes the ideal approach for strength development with minimal weight gain. Think heavy weights, low reps, and minimal volume. Follow such an approach while paying close attention to your food and drink intake, and you'll maximize your strength potential at a given weight class. And tip number 5, mindset. Lastly, this seasoned lifter shares what could be the most important tip of all. He highlights the significance of the mind when lifting. In his words, quote, "The only thing that goes through my mind is lifting the weight. That confidence plays such an instrumental part in actually being able to lift the weight." End quote. So many lifters defeat themselves before they've even gripped the bar. When dealing with near maximal loads, there is no room for doubt. As soon as you believe that you can't, you'll almost always be right. You need to attack the bar with the mentality that you are in control. Never worry about what anyone else thinks you can do. Many of the best athletes in the world don't pay attention to opinions or realistic expectations. As Will Smith once said, being realistic is the most common path to mediocrity. He may just be an actor, but I couldn't think of a better quote for high-level athletes. See it, believe it, and achieve it. Summary. It would be easy for you to just watch the video and marvel at his impressiveness, but it is much more useful to listen to what this man has to say. It's easy to watch, but it takes a conscious effort to listen, learn, and apply. Never pass up on the opportunity to learn from someone who has paid his dues over many years of hard and consistent work. You just listened to the post titled, "Lessons Learned from a Bench Press Beast," by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've had clients and students ask me, well, so-and-so is taller than me, so they should be able to lift more weight. Or so-and-so is shorter, so they don't have to travel as much of a distance when they lift the weight. The bottom line is always this. With consistency and effort, you will be able to lift more than you ever thought you could. And this is a perfect example of that. So no excuses about being shorter or taller. Just do the work. And it goes without saying that when you're lifting heavy, I don't recommend this for beginners. I always recommend this for folks that have been doing this for a while. Be sure that you're paying attention to your form. Make sure your form is perfect so that you don't get injured. Trust me, I've been there where I let my form slip a little bit and I was out for 2 weeks because I did something to my back or did something to my shoulder or elbow. And I would definitely have a spotter there. As Ross mentioned, yes, your mindset is super important, but sometimes our muscles don't quite cooperate. And so we may think that we can lift a weight, but all of a sudden we realize we can't. And we don't want that weight, especially if you're doing something like bench pressing, to fall flat on your chest. So if you can, find a spotter, ask one of the trainers at the gym to be sure to watch you so that this doesn't happen. But yeah, if you want to gain strength, you've just got to lift heavy and be consistent with it. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow with our usual Friday Q&A. I thank you in advance for sending me your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.